Chapter 11, The Yoga of the Vision of the Cosmic Form. Arjuna said, "In kindness you spoke unto me regarding the supreme secret that is known as the Supreme Self. By this my delusion is gone. The origin and dissolving of beings has been heard by me in detail from you, O Krishna, and your eternal majesty. And so it is, O Supreme Lord, as you have declared of yourself, yet still I desire to behold your Ishwara form, O Krishna. Wherefore, O Lord, if you should think me capable of seeing it, then do you, O Lord of yogis, show to me your eternal self." The Holy Lord said, "Behold now, O Partha, my forms, a hundredfold, a thousandfold, various divine and also of various colors and shapes. Behold the Adityas, Vasus, the Rudras, Ashwins, and Maruts. Behold, O son of Bharata, many wonders never seen before. See now this in my body, the whole universe centered in one, both the moving and unmoving, and all else you desire to see. But you are not able to see me with your own eyes, Arjuna. I give to you the divine eye. Behold my supreme yoga power." Sanjaya said, "Then having thus spoken, O King, Krishna, the great Lord of Yoga, showed unto the son of Pritha his own supreme Ishwara form. With many mouths and many eyes, and with many wondrous aspects, with many divine ornaments, with many divine weapons raised, wearing divine garlands and clothes, with divine perfumes and ointments, God embodying all wonders, the infinite omniscient. If the light of a thousand suns arose together in the sky, then that would be like the splendor of that resplendent mighty one. There in the body of the God of Gods, the son of Pandusa, the universe resting in one with its manifold divisions.